If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
12 years later, finally e-tolls are gone for the residents of Gauteng. On the line with us is Gauteng Premier Spokesperson Sizwe Phamla. Thanks very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Priyan. Good evening to the listeners.
Mr. Phamla, it is finally done. The Premier of the province promised the residents that it will be done, and it is finally here. He also makes mention of the fact that there's some other consultations, stakeholder consultations, that need to be done. What are those for, do you think?
Well, there's going to be a stakeholder consultation because there are outstanding issues that relate to the fact that the e-tolls were gazetted, which means they were legal.
Yeah.
And when the boycott was adopted by motorists in 2013, it meant that others were continuing to pay, others were therefore not paying. So it means that there has to be a conversation of what happens to those who were paying, what happens to those who are not paying. And firstly, there's going to be a legal advice that should be offered in terms of what does this mean in law, but also learning lessons from the whole e-toll saga is that if you don't consult social partners and stakeholders, then you are likely to find yourself in an impasse, to avoid that impasse again. There's going to be a conversation and consultation as to how this issue has to be resolved.
I just want to just go through who these stakeholders would be that the Premier would need to consult now, because I'm sure residents will say, yes, we paid, others didn't pay, we just want our money back. How are you going to administratively manage that? Where will the money come from?
But that's why I'm saying that there is no decision that has been taken, because, like I said, the priority, firstly, is going to be the legal advice, which means that legally, the legal advisors are going to make a presentation in terms of what does this mean in a situation where it's a boycott that ultimately government...
Apologies for that. We obviously don't know what happened there, but we were having a conversation with Gauteng Premier Spokesperson Sizwe Phamla, and as I was making that announcement, almost 13 years later, the e-tolls has now been scrapped, as he was saying. This was actually gazetted in 2008. The boycott started happening around 2013. We are scheduled to speak to Outer CEO Wayne Duvenage as well, just to tell us about that particular journey. But let's try and get Mr. Phamla back on the line. Mr. Phamla, we lost you there for a second. Thank you so much for staying with us. You were still saying that, look, this was gazetted, of course. You are still seeking legal advice. And then upon that advice, then you will then proceed to finally decide how you're going to take this forward.
Indeed, like I said, that the amount of money that government is currently paying, which is something like 12 billion, and it's not just that 12 billion, it means that there's also going to be an extra funding that is going to be also spent on assisting with the backlog of the upgrading of the roads. And that money doesn't necessarily just come from motorists. It also comes from residents of Gauteng, because even if you don't have a car, if an allocation that was meant to give you services is being spent on actually servicing roads or servicing something that initially should have been focused on motorists, it means that even those who don't drive, the money is being taken out of their own pockets, being spent. So this is the reality that has to be factored in. To say, when we make this announcement that the Gauteng is going to take over 30%, it means there's money that is being spent, and that money was meant to assist not just motorists, but it was also meant to assist people who actually have not talked in that hand. So we need to have that conversation with all social partners and stakeholders, because at the end of the day, like I said, if you look at the parking sector, if you look at the rental sector and other sectors within the transport sector, they have paid, and they have been paying, and they will await a response from government to say, now that a decision of this magnitude has been taken, which in a way endorses or sort of like accepts the fact that the boycott has succeeded. Now, it's something that has never happened before. Mm-hmm. And for it to be resolved, it means firstly you learn lessons of the past. It means you can't put those your way into a decision. Mm-hmm. But secondly, it means that you bring the legal advice so that whatever is it that you do, you don't find yourself in courts where people litigate and mm-hmm. being afraid to actually consider what does the law say in this instance.
I'm sure another conversation to be had is the gantries themselves. Yes, they were collecting revenue, or at least meant to do that, but they were also useful for other purposes as well. Truckers, I'm told, were really happy with some of the services these gantries were offering. Is that conversation on the table, that maybe there's also going to be a compromise on letting them stay for other uses as well?
Oh, no, the gantries are going to stay. Sorry, it's just a question of they need to be repurposed. You remember that Gauteng yes. is on this campaign to really push back against crime.
Yes.
And these countries are going to be very useful. Of course, the countries do not belong to the provincial government. They belong to the national mm-hmm. government. But also, if you talk about repurposing the countries, you also need to have a conversation about what about the people who were employed? So who takes mm-hmm. over that responsibility, and what costs are going to come with that? So, yes, indeed, there is an ongoing conversation about repurposing the countries and making sure that both the province and national continue to partner in terms of utilizing them for other purposes, especially fighting crime. But nothing has been resolved on that front also, like I said. Mm-hmm. If you do, for an example, get to a point where the province takes responsibility, it means the people who are actually employed mm-hmm. to manage these countries, a conversation will appear as to who takes over and under what terms. So, mm-hmm. yes, there are ongoing conversations on that front. And as and when they are concluded, we'll be in a position to make an announcement.
All right. Gauteng Premier Spokesperson Sizwe Phamla and Wayne Duvenage from Outer CEO there. Thank you so much, Wayne, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Pleasure. Good evening. Nice to be with you.
Been a long 12 years, Wayne. You've been at it for a while, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time, and eventually sanity has prevailed. But it took a lot of work and a lot of active citizenry by the public to stand strong and defy bad law. And we got there. We got there, you know. In fact, it started before 2012 when business associations met with SANRAL, met with the Department of Transport, met with the Gauteng, Nombula Mokonyane at the time, and others who were trying to force this decision down the public's throats. We were trying to find solutions. You know, we were never resisting the user pays principle, and we were never against the technology and all of that. We were against so many of the issues that we could see that the scheme was never going to work. Mm. It was always going to be challenged. And so we had to that's when we started out in 2012. We turned to the courts. We successfully interdicted the launch. Long, messy court case ensued. Court said, look, SANRAL had borrowed the money and built the road. So administratively, the case was too late. But they said we could challenge it collaterally in a defensive challenge where the public could argue the case individually if they were summoned. And that's when we changed ARTA's whole mandate and said, look, we are going to defend every mm-hmm. person who is summoned. And we went down that road and successfully handled over 2,000 cases. It never really got to court. The politics started heating up in 2019. SANRAL got a tap on the shoulder from the powers that be and said, stop this litigation warfare with your other citizens. And they stopped the summonses then. That was in March 2019. And lo and behold, here we sit, 9 years later? That's 6 years later. And the scheme is eventually sanity has prevailed. But this is a win for the public, for citizens who stood against government's bad legislation.
So it's done now. The Gazette has been done and dusted. It's now finished. Except when you listen to the details, Wayne, one can't, but worry about the little details. We have this massive debt that we need to talk about. And we don't really have clear answers about this debt and where the rest of the money will come from. As we've been hearing, no real clear direction as to what happens to those who were paying, who were compliant because they didn't want to get into trouble. We don't have that answer. We still don't have answers about going forward, who then owns this property? Because, you know, we haven't cleared all of these things up.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of that.
Yeah, in a way, yes, the province is sort of saying we are done, we're dusted, but this province and this leadership may not be here in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we're getting all the answers we need about clearing this up completely.
I agree with you. So let me say this firstly to the people who paid. SANRAL was not billing unlawfully. And it was the people who defied the scheme that took the risk of having their licenses not renewed, of getting criminal records. These were all the threats, by the way, that SANRAL was threatening the public with at the time. And the people stood their ground. You know, they were going to get bad credit ratings and so forth. And we had to tell the public that what SANRAL was telling them was misleading. It's not true. And so they stood their ground. Then SANRAL said, right, we're going to summon you. So we said, fine, if they summon you, we'll defend you. And that we did. So those who stood their ground, 80% of the public, didn't pay. Unfortunately, the people who paid didn't want to take the risks. There's nothing we can do about that. They've paid. I don't think they'll get refunded because A, SANRAL doesn't have the money or government, and B, they weren't billing unlawfully, so they're not compelled to in a court of law. Nobody can take them to court and compel them to refund. Mm. So that's, you know, I think the people who've paid should rather say thanks to those who stood their ground, because now they don't have to pay going forward. Now, to your other question, well, how do we pay for this infrastructure? Well, you and I end up paying for all infrastructure. Nothing falls out of the sky. And it's the funding mechanisms that government chooses which they need to be careful of. This was a bad decision. So what do? SANRAL went and borrowed 21 billion rand to widen this 186-kilometer road network. And by the way, should not have paid more than 6 billion. So you and I were subjected to massive costs, overruns, which we have to pay for because of SANRAL's bad management at the time. Very bad. There was collusion with the construction companies, but SANRAL knew what was going on. They're not silly. So they overborrowed, and then when they started to see that they weren't going to get going their way, they went to Treasury, and Treasury has been giving them the money from the tax grants, which is what we've been saying all along. We, in fact, at the time said to Treasury, increase the fuel levy by 10 cents back then, and they would cover the Gauteng freeway bond debt. And they went and increased the fuel levy anyway by over 2 rand 50 cents over the next number of years. So the money has always been there, and it has been allocated by Treasury to SANRAL. Over 26 billion rand over the last decade has gone to SANRAL from Treasury, over and above the other money they get for the other roads. So why the Gauteng province has been roped into having to now pay for some of this maintenance, which are not their roads, and some of the debt, we don't understand this. We believe the Gauteng government have been remiss in their duty to stand their ground and say to Treasury and SANRAL, this is your problem. You started this issue. You signed the bonds. You borrowed the money. You settle this debt. Why are you roping Gauteng into it? But for some reason, the Gauteng leadership have now gone and put a noose around the Gauteng's neck, and it just doesn't make sense.
Sure. Well, Divinesh, thanks again, though. Anyway, just pop a bottle or something. Doesn't matter. We'll sort the rest later.
We are celebrating. Well done to the people.
Thanks very much for your time. Out to see you, Wayne Divinesh.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.